Today's guest is Stella Sita, a co-founder of Rosen, a groundbreaking platform that merges the real and virtual worlds, harnessing the power of AI and blockchain, creating a borderless digital realm where users can connect, trade, and interact effortlessly, regardless of location or language. And now, through an exciting partnership with Circle, the platform has integrated Circle's programmable wallets and on-chain infrastructure, making financial transactions faster, more secure, and easier than ever. Stella, you have a fascinating journey from leading programs at 500 Global in Silicon Valley to building a platform focused on inclusion and innovation. I really can't wait. So let's go ahead and dive in.
Hi, Sam. I'm doing well today. It's really good to meet you, online and share my story.
Welcome to the Builder Series, where we spotlight visionaries transforming technology and innovation with USDC and the Circle Developer Platform. Great, great, great. Well, let's start off with that. Can you share a little bit about your background?
My Chinese name is Sida, but you can call me Stella. I was the co-founder of Rosenbridge. And before my entrepreneurship journey, I was working as the program director at 500 Global, which is an accelerator fund in Silicon Valley. And before that, I was working at State Street, which is also a custodian bank and investment bank, a Fortune 500 company located in Boston. So this is like when I do have some like experience and knowledge about the traditional finance sector. But I still feel like finance is not that much fun to me. So this is why I tap into the Web3, it's more like next generation things.
That's awesome. So let's talk about this great app that you've built. Tell us the story behind Rosen. How did you come up with this idea? Let's dive into maybe some insights on the particular problems that you were hoping to solve.
So at the beginning, we call it Rosenbridge because the Rosenbridge, the whole name is Einstein Rosenbridge. So it means like the wormhole. It's actually the academic name of the wormhole. So, but we are not talking about the wormhole as the wormhole defined in the Web3. We are more like you want to bring the people from the Web2 to Web3 seamlessly, and just like a wormhole, like immediately to shift from the old world to a new world. So this is the idea about like why we found Rosenbridge. And then we gradually realized that the best use case for the crypto so far is still about the cross-border transaction or cross-border social engagement, like tipping or those P2P transfer. So we want to start mm-hmm. from this piece to solve the people's problem. For example, so far, like we have over 20,000 users, and most of them are actually located in the Latin America. This could be a common sense that in Latin, the people, they love the crypto. And I think their favorite is the stable coins because they want to get some like US assets, but it's really hard for them to access to it. So they would love to adopt the USDC, those kind of stable coins to be their assets or portfolio things. So I think this is why we started from this market.
Going back to LATAM, what was it like breaking into that market? Was it something that was difficult to do? Was it a marketing or was it organic? I'm curious to learn more about that.
We actually do have a local team member here located in Argentina. And she was previously a influencer manager in a short video platform, also founded by the Chinese team. So we connected together and she understand how to onboard the users for a normal social app. But the key challenge for her is still about the education of the Web3 and crypto side. So if we want to educate our users to like connect with a phantom wallet, it's still really time consuming. But if you just ask them to use like a PayPal or Venmo, it's really easy to understand, right? So this is could be a key challenge for them, especially for those non-crypto native users. But since like we want to lower the barrier to entry for our app, make the Web3 more accessible to everyone. So we still want to target on those non-crypto natives. We don't want to avoid this kind of challenge only because of it's really hard to do. So I'm not sure it could be a suggestion or advice, because I don't advise anyone to do that. It's really hard. But when you have the local team, it could be easier, and you trust each other, it could be helpful. But it's still really hard to do, so to complete that.
I mean, I think that says a lot, right? I think that we're seeing this, the growth of marketing and business expansion is really based in community, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's this an ambassador. It's not like you decided to, you know, a lot of times I talk to entrepreneurs and they feel like, oh, they're limited by their ability to spend money, to spend ad dollars. Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing this more and more and more. So with the ambassadors, just, you know, how was, you know, what was that process like? Is it like kind of reward based that they get motivated for, you know, how much they do? Or is it kind of like a gamification? How have you been able to keep these ambassadors motivated to continue to help Rosen grow?
Yeah, so far, like, we hire 15 ambassadors in 15 different countries. But our users, wow, actually, they are, I just mentioned, like, we have over 20,000 users among 88 countries. So we still have a lot of, you know, empty countries that we don't have the ambassadors there. But so far, we just want to give it a test, give it a trial to see, like, if the ambassadors can give us a good performance there.
I love that. I love that. Once again, yeah, shout out to the super team. They've been growing rapidly. Let's go back a little bit into the tech now. So, you know, I read Rosen is aiming to break the limitations of the physical space using AI and blockchain. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on how your platform achieves this?
Yeah, sure. Our app is geo-based. It's more like location-based, the social app. So you can easily navigate on the map, the real map, and find like where you are based located right now. And then you can find the people who are nearby you or even really far away from you on the other side of the earth. It's okay. Just to figure out like who you are interested directly on the map. And then you can just click the headshot photo to start a chat with them. And just like I mentioned, we enable the AI translator so you can easily to chat with anyone from anywhere. You don't worry about like if right now I just speaking with you in Mandarin, you can still hear about me, right? You can still understand it.
Right.
Yeah, it could be really cool, especially for those cross-border things. And yeah, you can even transfer the USDC in the chat box.
This episode is brought to you by Circle. The Circle platform offers developers tools that equip them with a scalable infrastructure that helps them build with confidence. With a full suite of familiar, flexible, and easy-to-use APIs and SDKs, as well as regulated stablecoins, USDC and EURC, developers can serve users around the world, maintain security and compliance, build confidently, and innovate at the forefront of finance. The future is frictionless. Learn more and visit developers.circle.com. So let's talk about Circle. Circle has programmable wallets, and you know, as you know, many are listening right now are aware or starting to understand is that Circle's programmable wallets and infrastructure is behind some of the magic that happens on the Rosen app. Can you tell us a little bit about that story of you know, meeting with Circle and, you know, explain, you know, kind of like the concept of programmable wallets in context of Rosen and how they work and the benefits that they offer for the user.
I mean, your support, I mean, Circle's team, they are really amazing, to be honest. I guess we've been in this industry about like 2 years. Not a lot of, you know, infrastructure or developer tools, they have such a great team to support the other developers building on that. So most of those infrastructure, they probably just provide the tools and you can just explore by yourself. But Circle's team is more like, it's not like that decentralized. So this is, I think, a good part, actually. You're quite supportive and quickly respond to us so that we can make it. And yeah, we just create the Go SDK for Circle as well, because we found like there's only the SDK for Python and Node.js. So there's no for Go, and we just create the Go SDK. It could be open source to other you know, developers if they are using the Circle's programmable wallets and they found like there's no SDK for them to use, then we can share this resource as well. Just a tips to you if you, there's anyone are using that. And for the Circle programmable wallets, I do feel like it's really aligned with our product design. because just like I mentioned, it's like hide a lot of things like the private key and public key, and also the signature behind of the UI. So when the people log in the Rosen app, it's just like a normal app, Web2 app. You can use the email or the Google authorization to log in just with one click, right? So you don't have to connect with your wallet and make sure it's a secure environment, something like that. So it's more friendly to those non-crypto native users. And then once you log in, if you want to deposit or withdraw, it's also really simple. You just go to the website, our website, and it's also like, I think no more than two clicks, then you can deposit or withdraw from or to any crypto wallet you connect with the Rosen app. So this is something really simple and easy to do. And for the developer side, it's also really straightforward and simple.
A negative comment sometimes you hear when it comes to blockchain technology is limitations on scalability. Mm. Now, love to hear how, you know, your experience, you know, you mentioned the Solana blockchain, also working with our programmable wallets and Circle infrastructure. How does Rosen handle or see the handling of scaling to support the growing user base worldwide?
So actually for the scalability, from the layer level, like for example, we use the Solana and we do build it on the multi-chain. So we also support Polygon. And I know USDC has launched the token on Polygon as well. So I think the scalability from the technical level is all good.
One of the things in looking at the Rosen app was how nice and clean it really looked. Like it looks like, you know, sometimes you see these startup applications and the UX is just really ugly. It's not the case with the Rosen app. It looked really nice. Yeah. I'm curious, what considerations went into the design of the user interface to make it both like technologically advanced, but then also extremely user-friendly?
Actually, our designer is a lady. She's a
artist. Of course.
Yeah, smartly. Yeah. And at the beginning, we just thought we have to make some product the ladies love to use, because we don't want to attract those, you know, geek guys in this event. Probably they don't like it, but that's okay. We want ladies love it. So this is really a fun fact that our users, from our users' gender, actually the female is much more than the male. Yeah, so I think, and this is something, you want to go with the social sector, then you should attract more, you know, girls, more ladies, because they are more actively to show themselves, to present themselves to others, which can help you to go viral social network things. But mm-hmm. It's not means like the male users is not useful or appreciated, but just like from the whole design level, we want to cater the female users better, so that they will feel, oh, it's really simple, oh, it's really cute, and it's really lovely, so that I want to use that. I think it's also a really important message to our users as well, because, I mean, from the UI, if you make it too technical or too cold, too hard, then maybe users will feel it's not that friendly to me as a consumer app. So I think nowadays, the users already have a lot of consumer apps like TikTok, like Instagram. So if you want to compete with them, you have to have something like really eye-catchy. So this is why we decided to use a geo-based UI, so that people can easily to understand it, because you always understand where you are on this world, and you always want to explore different people, different culture in this world as well. So I think this is just a, you know, fit to the human beings, human nature.
I love it. I love the design. I think it looks great. And yeah, it makes sense who's behind it all, right? It makes perfect sense. Made perfect sense. You know, we've been talking for a little while here. I could probably talk to you for like the entire day. There's so much to learn from you, so many gems and insights. One last thing that I would say is, you know, what advice would you give to aspiring tech entrepreneurs really looking to innovate in this space?
Actually, even me, I maybe make a lot of mistakes when I really build something here in this industry. So first of all, I think that the one mistake I take, maybe just to follow those KOLs or those influencers that, I mean, in this industry, I follow their opinion or their minds at the beginning, because I don't know what to do. When you don't know what you're gonna do, you just follow other people. But it turns out it's gonna be wrong, because they always pivot a lot or shift a lot immediately. So if you just follow them, you never build such a good app, because it's really time consuming if you always follow them.
Awesome. Everybody make sure to follow Rosen. Go_Rosen. Thank you again, Stella. This was a great conversation. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for today's episode. We're going to have all the links in the description below. Take care. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Circle Builder series. Check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's show. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a 5-star review and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.